Welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast, conversations with business expert authors to learn about the author, their expertise, and to help you find your next read. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandsetter.
Derek, welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. I'm excited to talk about Powerhouse, the book that you co-authored last year. But before we talk about the book, I want to know about you. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
First, thanks for having me. I'm excited about this. I started my background in IT whenever I graduated high school, worked for the school district for a few years, and then I transitioned into IT consulting for small businesses. And I've been doing that for the past 15 and a half years or so, just looking to kind of broaden my reach and get more comfortable talking with people. I've always been the tech guy.
The guy said, telling me to restart my computer?
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I love learning people's entrepreneur journey. So what triggered you to go from working in an organization to starting, you know, your own business?
Well, actually, I didn't start my own business. I started here at Vision One as an employee back in 2007, and I've just grown with the company, and they brought me on as a partner in 2013. And I've just always had a knack bridging the gap between the technical issues and being able to put those into layman terms and understanding business needs and how to leverage technology for that. And just looking to grow that side of the business and connect with more small business owners and do more consulting work.
You know, Derek, I think you're my first guest on the podcast who started as an employee and worked their way up to a partner. I think a lot of people think you have to have a great idea and create a business when actually, if you really like where you're at, there's a chance that you can move up and really get into that leadership role.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity there. One of my other business partners, he started here as a contractor and then became an employee. And now he's one of our partners as well.
I love that. Love that. All right. Well, you are a partner, which I'm sure is super busy. I'm the tech person that, you know, I'm calling all the time trying to figure out what's going on with my computer and my software. So I'm sure you're super busy with your job. So why did you decide to put author kind of on your tagline, or why did you decide to join Powerhouse?
Well, I joined a networking group a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and that was trying to get outside of my comfort zone. My comfort zone is the tech stuff, being the IT guy behind the scenes. And I wanted to transition, kind of grow my career more into the consulting business and talking with people more. So I joined a networking group and then made some great connections there. And one of them pushed me to get further outside of my comfort zone and become an author. And the whole premise behind the book was just fantastic, talking about a book meant for small business owners, and it would have each chapter dedicated to a different type of advisor or consultant, and said, you don't need to worry about the rest of the chapters. Like, you don't need to be a writer. You're just going to be writing what you know, just the IT consultant aspect. I was like, oh, okay, well, it's like when you put it that way, I'm interested. Like, being an author was never even on my roadmap until that conversation happened.
It is a great book. It's a great book for a business owner who, you know, is looking for a variety of different solutions or different parts of their business. And IT is such a huge part of a business, and being able to leverage it appropriately, know the team that you should have, security. There's so many different pieces of IT that as a business owner, traditionally, we aren't the techie people. We're, you know, maybe the visionary. So all of a sudden you're like, oh, right. You want us to figure out what software we should purchase? So tell us a little bit about your chapter, kind of sum it up. What is it about?
So my chapter is just really all the reasons you need to talk to someone like me, not necessarily me per se, but I'm a little biased, so me, but all the reasons you need to talk to an IT consultant, whether you're just starting out or you're planning a new business, or maybe you've been established for several years. There are definitely ways that operations can be streamlined with technology, or if you think you've got a good handle on things, talking to an IT professional can help you identify areas of liability that maybe you've overlooked or you aren't aware of. I mean, technology can be a great asset, but it can also be a huge liability because we've become so reliant upon it. And, you know, if your internet goes down, how does it affect your business? Or if you have a server and that server catches on fire, like, again, how does it affect your business? What's your recovery plan? And a lot of small business owners, sometimes they put good technology solutions in place, but they don't think about what happens when things go awry and how they'll recover from it.
And I'm guessing too, it's great to have someone like you when you're small, because you can't really hire your own IT person, but you need someone who really understands what you just talked about. Because yeah, I don't really think about servers. You know, I definitely think about when my internet goes down, because that happens and it freaks me out every time. But there's all this information that a business owner, a brand new or even experienced business owner, that we don't have, that having someone like you, that expert in our pocket, to be able to call and say, hey, Derek, this happened, or for you to be proactively helping us look at technology so that we're either using the right technology, or if we scale up, maybe it's not the right technology anymore. So I can see the benefit. I'm curious, when you go into a new client, what are some things that you look at when you're trying to decide how you can help an organization?
So typically we'll do a discovery. I want to find out all of the IT assets they have, you know, servers, workstations, network equipment. And that's usually surface level stuff that they might be aware of. Then we talk about the software they're using and understand how they're using that. Almost every business has like some proprietary line of business application. And then you've got some of your more common staples like, you know, Office or just email in general. And really trying to get that holistic understanding of not what every individual employee does, but what do the different roles within the organization, what do they do? How do they leverage technology? And more importantly, is there any technology or any solution we can recommend that would enhance their experience, whether that be to save them time, automate a task, or just provide some sort of a technology solution to make their jobs easier?
What are some items we should be considering as far as like security and ensuring, you know, our server doesn't catch on fire, but some of the things that maybe as a business owner, we should be paying attention to, or even like things that we should look at yearly with technology to make sure we're still kind of in a good space?
Well, one thing is just understanding where your data is. I mentioned servers catching on fire, which is obviously really rare, especially these days. Almost everything is moving to the cloud, where it's not a server, it's a cluster of servers, it's in a data center. Oftentimes that's replicated to other data centers. And that's when, you know, IT people like me get really excited talking about all that kind of stuff. But the non-IT people, they don't care. They don't really care where their data is as long as it's accessible. So if you still have a physical server on premise at an office, then, you know, it's a lot more accessible because it's right there physically. Your internet goes down, you still have access to it. But there's not as many redundancies in place because you just have one server. So understanding where that data is very important, and then making sure it's protected and accessible. And the more that people move to the cloud, the more convenient things become, the more convenient they are for hackers and, you know, anyone with malicious intent. And that's where multi-factor and strong password policies come into place, and IP whitelisting and other techie terms. Just trying to understand, like, okay, if you're working from home, do we need to restrict access to a specific application so that you could only access it from an office and from your house? Or is there any reason you would need access to it when you're traveling? Because if not, we can lock that down and kind of minimize that security footprint, make it harder for someone to steal your data or to lock you out.
I experienced a hacker myself last year who hacked my website just for fun, did nothing except hacked it. And I saw that not only was it hard on my business, I was literally at a conference trying to tell people to come to another conference of mine, which was on that website, which was hacked. So no one could get to it. So that was a huge problem. But then the price, the cost that was associated with getting it back up was nothing that I had determined that I needed in my budget for the year, right? I didn't have my hacking expense on my budget. And it was very frustrating as a business owner. So having people to connect with and say, this happened, how do we fix it? Or like you said, kind of be proactive is so important with businesses.
Yeah, and companies like mine, we will do like just consulting where we can put together a business resumption plan, disaster recovery plan, and just kind of talk about some of those blind spots that you might not be aware of. We also offer ongoing managed services where we'll monitor things. We will implement, you know, new security practices as they come about. But with a lot of small businesses, those potential technology issues are a big blind spot. Like, people just don't think about what happens if your website is hacked. You might think about what the immediate ramifications are, like, oh, someone can't get to the website, or it might be redirected somewhere. But what are the long-term costs involved? You know, time cost, money, and just think of like any IT asset. Like, if your router were to go down, you might still have internet, but you have no way to access it because your router just failed. Do you have a backup? Do you have a quick way to swap that out? Do you have somebody to call or text and say, hey, come fix this now?
And that's what you guys are there for. That would be the person we could pick up the phone and say, help me, my router's out, or for me, my website's been hacked. What the heck? So these are things that every business owner needs to be thinking about. And I know, like, taking yourself out of the comfort zone and writing this chapter, there was definitely success. So you guys hit bestseller on Amazon on launch day. Want to talk about that? How did that feel? Or what have you done since you hit that huge goal?
It was exciting. You know, we posted a little bit on social media about the book leading up to it. And then on launch day, very quickly hit bestseller in several categories and had current clients, I had former clients, family members, friends, all kinds of people reaching out to me. And some of them, I wondered, how did you even hear about this? Because we didn't do a whole lot of marketing with it, but it's been exciting. And now I'm just looking forward to meeting with new prospects and getting the book in the hands of some of these prospects and some of my existing clients. And our existing clients, they have a pretty good feel for what we do. So my chapter might not apply very well to them, but my chapter is just one of many in that book. And there may be other aspects in there that people could benefit from.
Yes, this is the type of book, especially a collaborative book, where you have all these other amazing experts, especially outside of your field, who you could be connecting your clients to so that they have the best support in all areas of their business. But then one of my favorite things about being an author is being able to, instead of have a business card, give my book to a new client or potential client. It just adds that credibility immediately with them, which just really kind of helps that conversation grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Derek, it's been great talking to you. How can our audience connect with you, or what's the best way for them to reach out?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. Name is Derek Brown. Company is Vision One IT Consulting.
Derek, thank you so much for being a part of the Book Smarts Business Podcast.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, if you're interested in learning more about possibly becoming an author yourself, please visit overnightauthor.com for more information. Until next time.